National are targeting beneficiaries. They announced a policy yesterday. It will spend $72 million getting beneficiaries under the age of 25 who have been on the benefit for more than 6 months guaranteed training or drug rehab. But those who refuse will see their benefit cut by half after 4 weeks and eventually entirely. Bill English says the sanctions work.
These sort of sanctions apply now for not turning up for appointments, for instance. And 95% of the people who receive a formal warning end up complying with their obligations.
But Jacinda Ardern, not a big fan.
There has long been a sanctions regime in place. The idea of having to increase it for a particular group, I just don't think is justified.
So, what will the beneficiaries think of all of this? Advocate Kay Brereton is with us. Hi, Kay, morning to you.
Good morning, Larry.
What do you think of this policy?
I do think it's the wrong approach. I think there needs to be more carrot and less stick. And interestingly, I'm in Wellington meeting with Work and Income at the moment, telling me about some of the things that are working. And they've been telling us about the top 20 case managers and how those case managers have better success placing people in work than the others. And what it's about is actually engaging with clients, getting a trusting relationship, showing the client some respect, and focusing on what the client needs, not using sanctions, but using those skills of working alongside.
Prime Minister says the sanctions work.
Yep. Prime Minister doesn't mention that there's a whole lot of people who get the sanctions imposed incorrectly. And he also doesn't get to work with the people who are trying to survive on 50% and trying to work out what the heck to do to get their benefit back on.
Well, if they're imposed incorrectly, that's another issue. But what is wrong with a little bit of stick?
What is wrong is when you're on less than $200 a week and it gets cut in half, you're putting people in a position where actually they're less likely to enter the labour market because they either have nowhere to live now or they have nothing to eat.
But aren't you overplaying this? This is for job seekers without children who refuse work experience or training or recreational drug rehabilitation.
I would have thought
that's a perfectly logical, reasonable policy.
I think that those young people who've been on the benefit for more than 6 months, you'll find that there's actually some barriers to employment that they're experiencing. And punishing them is not actually the answer. Working alongside them, finding out what's wrong and getting it right is the answer. That's what Work and Income have found themselves in the case managers who are getting nearly twice the employment placement of the other case managers.
I don't understand how you can say work experience, training, or going into drug rehab is punishment. That's not punishment.
Well, going into drug rehab, if you talk to any rehabilitation person, they will explain that when people go into drug rehab, they need to be self-motivated. You can't send someone to drug rehab and make it work.
Oh, so we don't send
people
them to rehab.
Ready to go.
So we let them lie on the dole and receive 100% of the dole. That's the alternative, is it?
It's interesting that that's what the population believes that they do. These under 25s are already very actively case managed. No one knows what the work experience actually means, and people assume it probably means work for the dole.
But if you're a druggie, you need help, Kay. If you're a druggie, you need help. You go to rehabilitation. This is what this policy's all about.
If you need rehabilitation, it is only going to work when you are ready to do it. Otherwise, it doesn't work. It's a waste of everyone's time and money. The rehab specialist, the facilities, the government money gets wasted. And they aren't druggies. This is a load of rubbish.
Thank you for coming on the program. That is beneficiary advocate Kay Brereton.